Have you here to eat?
Well, and any time you're referring to nothing. Yeah, I've heard that. My father used to use that term.
Can you think of any example to do?
Not offhand that he would have used. But I'm sure I've heard him say that.
How would you pronounce that?
Nary a one.
And you say, if there was a child that's pretty spoiled, you'd say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not? Talking about probably. You say, he'll have trouble. Do you ever say, apt is not? Or life is not?
No.
And you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land. You'd say you...
cleared.
And wheat is tied up into a...
sheaves.
Okay. And then they're piled up into a...
I don't know.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40...
bushels?
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Grind.
Okay. And...
is that right? I don't know.
What do you say you're doing if you're beating on it? You call that?
Oh, gosh, I know that. I can't think of it.
You say thresh or thrash. How would you pronounce that?
Thresh, I think, is the word. I don't know.
And...
I think of a thresher. Thresher is some kind of a big machine.
What, you say that oats, what, thresh, oats? Would you say oats are, oats is?
Oats are.
And there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it. Or if you don't use the word we, you could say...
we will have to do it? Or
if you don't use the word we, would you say me and you have to do it? Or
you and I, I'd say.
Would you ever say me and you?
Oh, probably.
What do you think you'd...
I'm sure now I would say you and I. But I may have, particularly when I was smaller, I probably said me and you a lot of times.
Are you pretty conscious of language when you're working?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you think you've changed much since you got out of college? I mean, gotten more conservative linguistically? Or?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
What sort of ways do you think?
Well, probably, I'm sure that my grammar is better. Not so much since I got out of college, but in the period between the time I finished high school and the time I finished law school, I'm sure that it changed a great deal. I don't know that it's changed that much since I got out of school, to get out of law school.
Is this a pretty conservative firm?
I'd say so.
Are there any women that are working here as lawyers?
There will be, if she passes the bar exam. And we had one. She went to another firm.
You're talking about a friend of yours and yourself doing something. You say... would you say me and him, or...?
No, I'd say he and I.
Okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
both of us?
And if you knock on the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might say, it's...
me.
Okay. And if it was a man, say if I asked you, was that John at the door, you might say, yeah, that was...
me.
Or, I asked you if that...
oh, that was him, you mean?
Okay.
I say, yeah.
And if it's a woman, you say that
her.
Was...
her.
And two people.
Them.
And... talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall...
as I am.
Or I'm not as tall...
as he is.
And he can do that better...
than I can.
And say if you'd been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is...
as far west as I went?
Or is...